My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. He joins us now to discuss the latest calculations for this administration and the United States and our allies as ISIS raises the level of their depravity once again, this time with the beheading of an American photojournalist, James Foley. And, Captain, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Nice to be with you, Greg.
Obviously, we've already have an operation to some extent going. There's the humanitarian aspect of it, as well as the airstrikes that are designed to assist the Kurdish forces and push back ISIS to some extent. In his statement today, the president did not suggest any policy changes, but given the fact that we've all seen at least or are aware of this horrific beheading, how do you think that changes the calculation overall?
I don't think it changes it very much. I think what it does do is give yet again an example to the American people of just who it is that we're fighting. We're too comfortable in this country. We've got two large oceans that have protected us. We've got a sieve on our southern border. There is a lot going on in the world, and we were just faced with the brutality of it. And we have to realize there just are some bad people on this earth. And it's interesting to even see people on the left now describing it for evil. You'll recall as evil. You'll recall how they pilloried President Reagan for calling Russia the evil empire. Well, now we're face to face with evil again in its grotesque form.
Captain, you mentioned that you don't suspect the policy will change much. Do you believe the current policy is what it should be? And if not, what should it be?
No, absolutely not. We should be in all-out, full-throated support of the Kurds. We should establish a strategy. And by that, I mean a strategy has three major components. You have a diplomatic, you have a military, and you have an economic. And then horizontally through all that, you have an intelligence component, which informs the decision makers in each of the three main pillars. Right now, we appear to be plinking sites. And when I say plinking, where we'll drop a bomb on a mortar site or an IED site or an armed vehicle, something like that. But what we're not doing is we don't have a full strategy where we are trying to crush all of them with financially, i.e. the economic pillar. We are not engaging the Turks to come in from the north, the Kurds from the east, and the Iraqis from the south, where we could totally envelop them and put pressure on all three fronts, and they would splinter, and at that point you roll them up. So that's part of a military campaign where you do consistent targeteering that is to achieve a certain thing. But again, without the overall strategy, without the diplomacy to be working with the Turks, and why should they get involved now on the northern front, without dealing with some kind of a quid pro quo with other Gulf states who have in the past supported these people, without that full picture, we're just flying sorties, dropping bombs, and motion should not be confused with progress.
Chuck, you mentioned borders a little while ago, and obviously we've seen that the person who beheaded James Foley had a British accent, so that's led more attention to the fact that there's a lot of people who aren't from that part of the world necessarily who are part of this radical terrorist movement known as ISIS. So what does that tell us about how this might shape our immigration or at least our border security debate?
I think we're in big trouble, Greg. There are well over 1,000 Westerners involved in this, getting experience. And the experience is not just advancing as a fighting unit necessarily on a battlefield. Experience is learning that you can kill somebody and still go to sleep at night. And now you're going to have people coming back who have experience, who are not afraid to fight, are not afraid to die. They think that they're the true believers. And those people are traveling on American, British, and other European passports where they can very easily slip in under the radar. So we're going to see the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Muslim terrorist. We're going to see that person, and hopefully we see that person before they complete their mission.
Last question, Captain Nash. In the president's statement today, He talked about how this is an extreme organization here, and he says they don't speak for Islam. They've killed more Muslims than any other group, and he says they essentially speak for no religion. Obviously, the debate's been out there since the Bush administration about how to characterize the enemy. What do you make of the president pointing that out?
They are radical Islamists, and you cannot separate Islam from what's being done here. There are no Christians, Buddhists, Shintos anywhere in the ISIS organization, okay? So let's call it for what it is. These are radical Islamists. They have formed together to go step up from terrorism to a full-blown army to achieve what they have wanted to do since Osama bin Laden started this third jihad, and that was establish a caliphate and the first nation-state caliphate they see as being in the comprised Sunni territories of eastern Syria and northwestern Iraq.
We'll be watching, and I'm sure we'll be back in touch as the developments warrant. Captain Nash, thank you very much for your time, as always.
You bet, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.